Chapter 2. My desire is, first of all, that you will make requests and prayers and give praise for all men, for kings and all those in authority, so that we may have a calm and quiet life in all fear of God and serious behavior. This is good and pleasing in the eyes of God our Savior, whose desire is that all men may have salvation and come to the knowledge of what is true. For there is one God and one peacemaker between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as an offering for all, witness of which was to be given at the right time, and of this I became a preacher and an apostle. What I say is true, not false, and a teacher of the Gentiles in the true faith. It is my desire, then, that in every place men may give themselves to prayer, lifting up holy hands, without wrath or argument. And that women may be dressed in simple clothing, with a quiet and serious air, not with twisted hair and gold or jewels or robes of great price, but clothed with good works, as is right for women who are living in the fear of God. Let a woman quietly take the place of a learner and be under authority. In my opinion, it is right for a woman not to be a teacher, or to have rule over a man, but to be quiet. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not taken by deceit, but the woman, being tricked, became a wrongdoer. But if they go on in faith and love and holy self-control, she will be kept safe at the time of childbirth.